I also had, you know, some fruit, I think. I think I might have had a handful of peanut M&Ms at one point. I probably had, I had a lot of potato chips. Every aid station, I grabbed a handful of potato chips. Episode 460 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, are liquid calories enough? Hey guys, before we dive into today's quick tip episode, just want to take a second and encourage you to go ahead and, you know, whatever app or device or computer or whatever you're listening to this episode on, if you're not opposed to sharing the show, it would be much appreciated. So most every app on your phone has, you know, the little gear button or the little box with the arrow button on it. You can click that and allow you to share the episode, share the link to that podcast, you know, to Facebook, to Twitter, to wherever it might be. You know, if you've got some other runners in your various circles and you would be so willing to share this episode or any episode that you enjoy with them, it would help. It would mean a lot. It's you know, every time I ask for this and y'all come through, I definitely see a nice little bump in listens, and hopefully a few of those people that are exposed to the show for the first time, maybe they stick around and listen for a while and learn some things and helps them become a better runner. And you know, as the show continues to grow, I've said this before, it continues to become more attractive to advertisers, which obviously helps me out, but also helps you out because that gives you some good discounts and giveaways and things like that. So if you don't mind sharing the show, would be very much appreciated. So today I want to talk a little bit about liquid calories. And I'm going to set the stage a little bit for you and then dive into the topic at hand. So some of you know that every Wednesday, I jump on the phone with a few fellow running coaches, and we talk about various topics. We help each other out. You know, if somebody's struggling with something, you know, some way to grow their business, or if there's a client they're working with that they're having a hard time with a particular issue or whatever the case might be. We are very open and honest with each other. And, you know, I believe it helps all of us. It helps those of us that you know, when we're struggling, we have people to bounce ideas off of. And when we're given that advice, it forces us to think critically or think about, well, this is how I do it, but maybe there's a better way to do it. Maybe there's something that you know, this person does or that person does that I could do things a little bit differently that would help me, you know, grow my business. And hopefully the ladies that I chat with on a weekly basis all share those same views. I would think they would, since we've been doing this for over a year now. Gosh, getting close to a year and a half. So we keep doing this every week, so there must be a value. But anyway, one of the ladies, Nora Bird, who has been on the show a long while back, about episode 206 maybe, and she was just recently, I featured her in July as one of the best of episodes. Actually, that whole week was all three of those ladies, was Nora and Susie and Laura. They were all the best ofs for that week. And you're going to hear Nora again soon. We're going to get her back for round two because a lot has changed since we had that chat. But anyway, Nora has said a few times that she doesn't think that liquid calories, you know, Tailwind, Gatorade, Noon, whatever it might be, she views those as they don't count. They're not calories. They don't count on race day. They don't count in training. They're just extra. They're bonus calories at best. And this past week, when we were on the call, we had a because it's the fifth week of the month, we had instead of kind of focusing on one person, it was just open for discussion. So I asked her. Most of you guys probably know that I'm a Tailwind ambassador. I like the product. I think it helps me. I think it works for me. And I asked her point blank. I said, Nora, how come you feel like liquid calories are, you know, don't count? They're not useful. They're not something to take into consideration. Why do you feel that you can't fuel yourself with liquid calories? Why do you need real food or what, you know, whatever you take in on race day? So we had a nice discussion about it, and she said some things that really I hadn't considered, which is, you know, again, the beauty of those weekly calls. It helps me to learn some things, and hopefully I can pass that along to you as well. And that's what I'm hoping to do today. So if you're someone that tends to prefer liquid calories, whether it's on race day, maybe that means that you grab the Gatorade cup or the Powerade cup or whatever on, you know, on your race day, whether it's a half marathon, marathon, whatever. Maybe you carry, you know, like I do, I carry a water bottle with me on most of my long runs. So I've got some Tailwind in my bottle that I've mixed up, you know, the night before, and I take it with me. If you're somebody like that, is that enough? Is that enough? Point blank, is that enough to meet your calorie needs? So before we get to that question, maybe first let's just backtrack real quick. Again, this is a little bit of more backstory today. What are your calorie needs? How many calories do you need? Well, as a general rule, well, it doesn't... well, there's a few general rules here. And you know where I kind of stand on general rules, but these are talking about just runners as a whole. Everybody's situation is going to be a little bit different. Trial and error, you're going to have to figure out what works best for you. But in general, human beings, we're able to store enough glycogen. Instead of glucose, I went with glucogen. But anyway, we're able to store enough glycogen in our muscles to sustain a pretty good effort for about 90 minutes to 120 minutes. So about 2 hours. Anything under 2 hours, you really don't need fuel for. Okay? If you're running, rowing, swimming, biking, anything that takes some you know, a pretty good effort, you can maintain proper levels without any additional fuel sources for about 2 hours. So for a lot of people, that's up to about a half marathon. Even if you're at 2 hours and 20 minutes or 2 hours and 30 minutes, whatever, you know, you're still kind of in that ballpark. Maybe then you want to take a little bit of something, but you know, I don't want to get too lost in the weeds here. So about 2 hours, so about half marathon or shorter for most folks, you're good. You really don't need any extra fuel sources, whether that's, you know, liquid fuels, whether that's Gatorade at the water stations, whether that's an orange, whatever your fuel of choice might be, really don't need it for less than 2 hours. But once you get longer than that, once you get into the marathon range, and of course in the ultra marathon range, or if you're just the type of runner that takes 3 hours to do a half marathon, now you might want to think about doing some fueling, because that's going to help you. Once you get past, you know, about an hour and a half to 2 hours, you're going to start to see a decline in performance unless you replenish those glycogen stores within your muscles. And the way to do that, obviously, is to take food in. So how much should you eat? What should you eat or drink, as the case may be, when it comes to calories? Well, our bodies are able to process about 200 to 300 calories while we're also running, because we're not diverting a whole lot of blood flow to the stomach for digestion. So that's why, you know, that's why all the marketing companies or all the gels and things like that, they're all like, you know, easy to digest. Because you don't need, you don't need a whole lot of blood and activity in the stomach to digest those things. They're already pretty much, you know, just meh. You know where I stand on gels, but all of that stuff and sports drinks fall in that same. There's not a whole lot of digestion that goes on when you're sipping on your Tailwind or you're chugging a little glass of Gatorade through the aid station. So our bodies can process about 200 to 300 calories. You can improve that with training. Your body gets more acclimated to it. It gets a little bit more efficient, but you know, general rule, let's say a couple 300 calories per hour while you're running. So that's really about all you probably should take in. You're going to be burning more calories than that, but if you can't digest more than that, why bother taking more in? And that's enough to kind of keep you from going into depletion mode and hitting the wall, as long as you're getting that number of calories. And, you know, so the question I asked Nora was, well, why do you think that that's a problem? I mean, you know, I look at my Tailwind packet and it says, you know, that this thing contains, you know, 200 calories if you mix it with 24 ounces of water. So, you know, about 24 ounces, or you can mix it a little bit stronger if you want to. You know, 20 ounces would be a little stronger flavor for 200 calories. If I drink one of those an hour, I'm good to go, right? Yeah, you are. But what Nora made a point about, and I think it was a beautiful point, and it was something that I hadn't even considered, is that most runners, maybe I'm talking about you here, when you're drinking your calories, aren't drinking, you know, it's not strong enough, meaning it probably gets diluted lower down, and then you're maybe probably not drinking enough. So say, you know, that packet that mix, you know, the guidelines are to mix it for 24 ounces. Maybe your Gatorade is, you know, look at your Gatorade bottle, look at your Powerade, your Noon, your whatever that you use to drink with. I have all kinds of Tailwind around my house, so that's kind of what I'm talking about. And I'm not meaning to try to push you in that direction. I'm just using it as an example. You know, the thing says mix it with 24 ounces. Well, what if I don't like it real strong? What if I would rather mix it with 30 ounces? Well, then I got to be drinking 30 ounces of fluid during my you know, each hour to maintain that level. And you want to start that early, because you wait too long, you already get into depletion mode, and now you can't build it back up. So starting, you know, if I know I'm going to be out there for a 6-hour ultra marathon, I need to be drinking 6 bottles or 6 packets of Tailwind, you know, and however many, you know, however full, you know, however diluted or concentrated it is. So if I'm going to dilute it down and drinking 30, 35 ounces with that one stick of Tailwind, I'm going to be drinking that every hour. And I don't know about you, but that to me, sounds like that would be sloshing around too much. So, you know, we dilute it down because we don't want a strong flavor. And that's how what races do all the time. I mean, I've rarely gone through a race aid station, gotten a cup of Gatorade, and actually felt like there was much flavor to it. They always dilute it down, and you're always getting a couple of sips. So in that type of situation, you know, if you're just going to plan on hitting the aid stations when you run through your marathon, and I'll just get a cup of Gatorade at each aid station, you're not going to get enough calories that way. You're going to need to supplement it with some type of you know, food source or fake food source, like a gel or a chew or a, you know, an apple or an orange or a banana or whatever. You're going to need to supplement it. If you're carrying your own water, something I'd never thought of before, because when I did my ultra, I used Tailwind. That was the pretty much the only thing I drank. I think I may have had a ginger ale at one point at one of the aid stations, but for the most part, I was drinking Tailwind only. I was still, you know, grabbing a handful of potato chips here or some peanuts there or some M&Ms here. But for the most part, most of my fuel came from my Tailwind. But what I was doing was I had a bottle. I had my handheld that I was carrying. I had a bottle in my pack that was full. And then every time I got to an aid station, Rebecca was a doll and she was waiting there for me. And I had mixed up like two other jugs of Tailwind so I could refill my bottle, refill my handheld and the spare bottle I had at every aid station. So I was never diluting it. But Nora was saying, and this makes sense, it's just not something that had crossed my mind, that some of her athletes, some of her runners, some of the folks that she knows, she does a lot of ultras. She's kind of a badass on the ultra circuit, or at least on the sub-elite ultra level, you know, they'll have their handheld and they just top it off with water. So it maybe started out at the right level of concentration, but over the course of a 5, 6, 7 hour race, it's become nothing but water by the time it gets to the end. So now if that is your quote unquote fueling strategy, you're not fueling. You're hydrating, which is great and it's important, but you're not getting any calories in. And, you know, at that point, your performance is going to suffer. So, you know, all this to say, if you're a runner that says, you know what, I don't like to eat, I don't like to chew, I can't, you know, handle the consistency of gels, I'm going to try and just drink my calories for my next race. Can you do it? Yes, I believe so. I believe so, provided you do so intelligently, provided you're going to have to mix your own drink. Don't rely on the race to provide Gatorade or Powerade. I mean, I was looking at the nutrition facts for a bottle of Gatorade, and a full bottle of Gatorade is only 150 calories, a 20 ounce bottle. So you're going to have to drink, you know, I guess an extra 50 of them would be, you know, another almost, you know, 28, 29 ounces, something like that. So it's about on par with the Tailwind, but you can't just dilute that down on your, or you can't just, you know, make it more concentrated on your own. Like that's coming pre-mixed. So if you get your own and mix it, you're going to have to, again, mix it really, really strong. So, you know, again, don't just rely on the race, because even if the race gives you full powered Gatorade, it's still not going to be enough. And you're still going to only get a few sips at each aid station, most likely. So make sure you're mixing your own drink and make sure you're carrying it with you. Yes, you're going to have to carry it with you. And I don't care whether you want to do it as a you know, like a camelback, as a pack with a bladder and something you can drink from, whether you want to do it in a handheld like I did, and maybe have an extra bottle or two, or you know, have a trail angel that's going to follow you around and leave some at different various points of your race or help you to refill with. But again, it all comes down to don't rely on the race. If your sole fueling strategy is going to be fluids, you need to not rely. Don't leave it to chance. Don't rely on your race. Bring the stuff with you, carry it with you. And that may also mean that you can measure out some powder and put it in a small, like little Ziploc bag or a small little baggie, and carry a few baggies with you, so that when you empty your water bottle out, you get to the next aid station, you pour a pre-measured pouch or pre-measured amount into your water bottle, add water, shake up and go, and you're good to go. But again, you know, you're not leaving it to chance at that point, other than you're leaving it to chance on when you're going to find the next water stop, you know, but other than that, you're good to go. And that's what you're going to need to do. If you're going to be fueling based on fluids only, which if you have a sensitive stomach, that might be the best bet for you. If you're going to do that, you got to make sure you're checking the labels. You got to make sure you're getting enough calories. And if you don't like a strong, potent tasting drink, then that's probably not going to work very well for you, because you got to make sure that there's enough calories in it, and you got to make sure you're getting it consistently. You know, my advice, for what it's worth, do a little bit of both. Like I said, at my ultra, I was sipping Tailwind the whole time, but I also had some potato chips. I also had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I also had, you know, some fruit, I think. I think I might have had a handful of peanut M&Ms at one point. I probably had, a lot of potato chips. Every aid station, I grabbed a handful of potato chips. You know, that's the kind of stuff you want. At longer ultras, maybe you have boiled potatoes, or you have some, you know, a burrito, or there's a whole host of options. Get some real food. top it off with some drink, you're good to go. All right, because I know by the end of my race, I was just kind of sick of drinking. I wanted something to eat. I wanted a little bit of substance in my stomach. So listen to your body. Do what you think is going to work best. But at the end of the day, maybe the best bet is to do you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Try a little bit of both when it comes to your fueling strategy. But like I said earlier, ultimately it comes down to what works best for you. Listen to your body. Try different things. Try it during your training runs. And then on race day, you'll know what works best for you. And just make sure you get enough calories, because otherwise, like I said, your performance will suffer. So that's it for today. That's it for this little look at, you know, point blank. Do sports drinks provide enough calories for you on race day? They can, but again, the best bet if you're gonna go that route is to mix your own and don't leave it up to chance. So if you have any questions on this one, let me know. Find me on the Twitters at DizRuns. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. And you can always head over to the show notes and leave any questions there and check out maybe not my best GIF and meme effort, but not bad. It's a solid effort this week. But you can find those show notes at dizruns.com/460. And as well as checking out the GIFs and the memes, you can also leave a comment there for me as well. And I'll be happy to get back to you and answer any additional questions or address the thoughts you have or whatever the case might be. So that is it for today. If you like this episode, click the share button, post it out there to your friends on the socials, and spread the word. And maybe somebody else is struggling with the idea of drinking their calories. Maybe this will help them as well. So play it forward, pass it forward, share it forward, whatever, pay it forward. There we go. That's the axiom I'm looking for. But thank you guys for listening today. Hope that this helped. Hope that this is something that maybe you hadn't thought about before. Now it's got you thinking a little bit. And if so, I would love to hear all about it. So again, you know how the place to find me. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and look forward to talking again soon. And until then, see ya.